lockdowns, corona fucking liars. There's no COVID-19. Fuck the social distance. People that wake up, man.
Yo, I swear this new generation lost the plot. You shook our feds, but you're saying fuck the cops. All this beefing over postcodes, that's gotta stop. Evil families run the world, you don't run your block. You're not 30 cause you're rolling with a knife, G. If you're a man, put the weapon down and fight me. I just be myself, that's why there's no one like me. Dependent on my chain protects me from the 5G. V-gang, ain't no cows milking my tea. Clean smoke, ain't no chemicals in my weed. I refuse to have your vaccine inside me. Fuck your new normal and your COVID-19. Sometimes at night now I like to read a book. I don't trust Bill Gates or that Elon Musk. Black the Ripper spoke out and then he got took. And Chipmun did say shit because he got
shot. They want a vaccine all nations, that's why it's vaccination. But can I get a natural cure in the equation?
We need to unite, no more separating. Free your mind, keep your mind elevated.
They want a vaccine all nations, that's why it's vaccination. But can I get a natural cure in the equation?
We need to unite, no more separating. Free your mind, keep your mind elevating.
Bun the government, I'm done with the system. I can't let my brothers or sisters fall victim. You ever heard about this track and trace and chip ting? It's the mark of the beast, they must be tripping. Free Assange and shout David Icke. I hope Edward Snowden's trial goes alright. Because I'm trying to stand for what's right. Whatever's in the darkness will always come to light. Yo, this world's run by some evil Satanists. They're playing with our lives and they're playing with some kids. From Epstein to Prince Andrew to Clinton. It's time to make a stand for the innocent. Invisible technology killing slyly. Can someone tell me why they rolled out 5G? They'll turn it up and call it the second wave. And have that Mark Hancock say it's just
they
the
want a vaccine all nations, that's why it's vaccination. But can I get a natural cure in the equation? We need to unite, no more separating. Free your mind, keep your mind elevated.
They want a vaccine all nations, that's why it's vaccination. But can I get a natural cure in the equation?
We need to unite, no more separating. Free your mind, keep your mind elevated.
They want a vaccine all nations, that's why it's vaccination. But can I get a natural cure in the equation?
We need to unite, no more separating. Free your mind, keep your mind elevated.
They want a vaccine all nations, that's why it's vaccination. But can I get a natural cure in the equation?
We need to unite, no more separating. Free your mind, keep your mind elevating.
Yo.
It's Lucy and Jeff going for walks and talks, talk about banksters and Bitcoin and COVID and stuff. It's Lucy and Jeff and tacos and kisses.
Hey Lucy, you gonna take your vax? Well, you know me. I either have my cartel chihuahua friends take care of it, or we pay off the debt. I don't do those vax. Yeah, same fear every year. I'd like to thank Guidance featuring Ask Gabs for their track Vaccination, which I shouldn't even say, and we actually won't have that on the YouTube version of this, obviously. Basically, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're getting about 10% of what we put out because everything else goes against their communist guidelines. Remember when Google's tagline was, "Don't be evil"? And then they changed it a few years ago. And then Eric Schmidt, the billionaire, quit his job of the most powerful company on earth to go work at the Pentagram and blow people up. Yeah. So they're the ones in charge of this now, in charge of what we could talk about on YouTube anyway. We're actually all over the place. Of course, we're on BitChute, LBRY, Odyssey.com. We're also on Brighteon. We're also on, we just got on, Rumble. So you can go to dollarvigilante.com/rumble. And we're also on Parler now at dollarvigilante.com/parler. But, well, William Shakespeare, I think it was, or maybe it wasn't, I don't know who it was, but there was a saying, there's nothing new under the sun. Well, actually, William Shakespeare was the first guy to get the vax in the UK this week. Because, of course, all the world's a stage, especially Well, it is. It really, truly is. We're basically just in a big movie, a big 3D video game, and it's going to be crazy. One of the best video games ever. It's all going to get 5-star reviews at the end when you finish, because it will be completely and totally insane. But it is true. There's nothing new under the sun in this world as well, because just think about, many people forget about all these things. Like here, we have our, on our thumbnail image, West Nile virus, 2002, SARS, 2004, bird flu, 2005, H1N1, 2009, Ebola, 2014, Zika, 2016, measles, 2018. That one was really bad. And in fact, we're going to play, we can't on YouTube, it's not allowed, but from the 60 Minutes in the 1970s, talking about the swine flu fraud in that year. And we'll get into that, but obviously we can't play it on YouTube. But this has been going on for more than 100 years, even the Spanish flu. That was all very similar stuff. I can't say too much yet because it's still on YouTube. Actually, maybe we'll wrap this up on YouTube because I can't barely say anything, really. Yeah, there's nothing here I can... Oh, there's one... Okay, I can do one thing for people on YouTube. So if you're still on YouTube, just be aware that you basically can't access anything important, or definitely anything important and truthful on YouTube. But I can play this. I think this should be allowed by the communist guidelines, because this is basically... If anyone ever asked me to wear a mask, and so far they haven't because I'm in Mexico, but if they do... I'm going to be like this little girl. Yeah. I so want to adopt that little girl. She is my kind of little kid. All right, so that's it. So on YouTube, I'm sorry. Complain to YouTube. Don't complain to me. I'm not allowed to say anything on YouTube. And just so you know, we have like 2 strikes. So our next strike, we're off of YouTube. So we're probably not even going to be on YouTube much longer, but you really should get signed up over on BitChute, Library, even dollarvigilante.tv, Brighteon. We're even still on an FBI book, but they severely shadow banned us on FBI book. We used to get like 50 to 100,000 views per video. Now we get like 5,000. But luckily, a lot of these other sites, including Rumble.com, dollarvigilante.com/rumble, they don't censor or shadow ban or any of that stuff. And actually, on BitChute, it's probably our biggest one. We get 20 to 30,000 views over there right now. It's one of the bigger channels on BitChute, I think. So there is other options. Or you can sit there and watch ads all day, have the CIA track you, and not get any good information. So that's it for YouTube. Bye-bye. Now we can talk about some real stuff. Well, let's start off with some funny stuff. But we couldn't even put this on YouTube, obviously, because, you know, they'd probably ban us even for this. But here's the Minister of Hell in the UK trying to act like he's crying with relief that the vaccines are out. He couldn't withhold his psychopathic laughter.
Just simple words there, reacting it. You're quite emotional by that.
Well, it's just, it's been such a tough year for so many people. And there's William Shakespeare putting it so simply for everybody that, you know, we can get on with our lives. And you know, there's still a few months to go. I've still got this worry that we can't blow it now, Piers. We've still got to get the vaccine to millions of people. And so we've got to keep sticking by the rules. But it's just, you know, there's so much work gone into this, and I'm really, really, it makes you proud to be British.
Acting isn't as easy as it looks. He was trying, but he just couldn't do it. Because he's just laughing. He's like, I can't believe we're doing a genocide in public, and most people have no idea. And that's really what they're doing. David Icke actually just had a great video on BitChute. You can't get it on YouTube, of course, with interviewing someone in the UK, and she's basically saying, basically, they're killing all the old people in the old folks' homes, which they've already were doing quite a bit, but they're really doing it now, like concentration camp style.
You have this personal story because you took your dad out of a care home, didn't you? Because
I did, yeah, yeah. He went into a care home in January after he suffered a stroke. He was in hospital for 8 weeks. Then he went into a care home. First one was horrible, really horrible. So we moved him to another one, which was, as far as care homes go, very nice. So it was only when the lockdown happened a month later that it started to get a bit worrying, because obviously then we couldn't visit him. He was very upset about it. He'd be phoning me like 10, 20 times a day sometimes, just, you know, because he was so anxious. Then he started to get depressed. And so the worry started then, you know, April or May. That's when I started sort of looking into things and writing about it. I just thought, I need to write about this. So the first story I wrote was for the Telegraph initially. They said, yeah, go with it. And this was about DNRs. So
because DNRs do not resuscitate orders, which were put on old people when the lockdown started.
Yeah, because I had a call from the care home. A nurse at the care home said she needed to update my dad's details. Could she go through all the records with me? And I said, yes. And then she said, yeah, and he's got a DNR. And then she asked the next question. I went, oh, hang on. What did you just say? And she told me that he had a DNR in place and I do not resuscitate. So I asked her to explain what that was. And she told me that, you know, should he stop breathing or for any reason, that they wouldn't resuscitate him. And I said, well who authorised that, you know, to be put in place? And she said, oh, hang on, I'll check the signatures. So she said, oh, a doctor at the hospital, a consultant at the hospital. And I said, well, nobody spoke to me about it. And they said, oh, I don't know why that was. So I said, well, can you take that off his file? Because I don't want him to have that. And they said, oh, well, he wants it. And I said, well, he's been diagnosed with dementia, so he hasn't got capacity. And I want it removed. And they said, well, you can't just remove it like that. You'd need to speak to the consultant that signed the DNR and his GP. So they refused to remove it. So that's a worry, just having that in place, because I've heard some horrible stories. So I spoke to a whistleblower doctor at a hospital in London, and he said DNRs were being put on lots of different types of people. Anyone over 60 that came into hospital for whatever reason just automatically went on. Anyone with a mental health issue or who was mentally disabled in any way, physically disabled people of any age. And he was absolutely horrified.
So he's just laughing about that. He can't believe it. And, you know, what do people kind of expect, you know, when you think about it? You have all these status systems and all these socialist systems, things like social security, which I call socialist insecurity, things like Medicaid, things like welfare. And, of course, the U.S. government going to massive amounts of debt. And most of that debt's being sold to China. So what did you expect was going to happen when they ran out of money? They're basically going to have to kill all the old people. That's what they're doing. It's pretty, actually, just makes a lot of sense. And killing a lot of the poor people, too. They're going to be killing lots of people. And a lot of people will be cheering on and lining up for it, actually. And lining up for the vaccine that, according to this guy, they don't stop you from getting COVID, nor does it stop you from transmitting it.
Data shows to date is that she, although she may still be exposed to COVID-19, she is much less likely to suffer from the consequences of the virus, and certainly much less likely to have serious consequences of COVID-19.
Right. So it doesn't stop her getting it.
Doesn't stop her getting it necessarily, and it doesn't necessarily stop her transmitting it.
Right.
So that's an important thing that we will discover down the line as more and more people are vaccinated.
I guess I don't understand what vaccines are. Because if getting the vaccine makes it so you will still get the COVIDs. In fact, you'll actually get the COVIDs as soon as they give you the vaccine. But it won't stop you from getting the COVIDs in the future. And it won't stop you from even transmitting the COVIDs. I think that word they're using doesn't mean what they think it means. Of course, though, everyone's got to get it. You know, look at this chart. This is a chart of the deaths per million in the U.S. since back before the Spanish flu back in 1920. As you can see, quite a few Spanish flu deaths, and Dr. Fauci has come out and said that most of them actually came from mask wearing, which caused essentially bacteria to build up in people, and they became sick. And actually, most of the deaths back then were they vaccinated all the soldiers after World War One, and all their family when they got back home, and that's what killed most people. So it was the vaccines, the masks. They're doing it again. And it was also, they just came out with things like radio waves and radar and stuff like that. And I think that affected a lot of people too. There's a whole bunch of theories on that. So those three things, and I don't know if you noticed now, everyone's wearing masks. They're all lining up to get the vaccines. And they're rolling out 5G. Like, talk about the exact same thing as the Spanish flu. That's exactly what it was. And they're doing it all again. And look at this chart of deaths per million. It was quite high, over 5,000 deaths per million, which still isn't much. You know, especially if they're all old people or whatever, it's like, it's not that much. But that was like the worst year ever, right? And then it was down to like 2,500 for another so-called flu. None of these are actually flus, by the way. That's a whole other topic. But like, for example, the 1968 Hong Kong flu, they had just rolled out some other new technology as far as transmission and communication and stuff like that. A lot of people think that was, but even then, it was still like way lower than the Spanish flu and all these other so-called flus. None of them were flus. But you gotta love the world we live in. Nothing's called what it is. But even then, like the Hong Kong flu was way lower because they weren't actually doing vaccines and stuff then. And now we have the 2018 flu and then a little tick up with the COVID flu. But as we know, the hospitals are all getting paid to say, they get paid like thousands of dollars if they just say a motorcycle accident guy had the COVIDs. So everyone says everyone's got COVIDs. So they got to get these vaccines out. This is why they're rushing it, in my opinion, because people are really waking up. like they have to push so hard right now to try to get the vaccines out. And that's what this Operation Warp Speed is all about, trying to get it out within like 24 hours in the U.S.,
before Operation Warp Speed, the typical time frame for development and approval, as you know, could be infinity. And we were very, very happy that we were able to get things done at a level that nobody has ever seen before. The gold standard vaccine has been done in less than 9 months. On behalf of the entire nation, I want to thank everyone here today who has been involved in this extraordinary American initiative.
Just get everyone injected so that they can basically kill them all. Now, I've heard some interesting theories, and they could be totally right, that the first vaccines won't be the one that kill the most people. You'll notice they say you have to take it twice. So the first one might not have too much bad stuff in it. And then a lot of people, they'll say it's still really bad and get everyone. So all the people who are like on the fence will go, oh, look, not many people had too many horrible adverse effects from the vaccine, so they'll take it. And then I think the second shot might be way, way worse as far as what they call adverse effects, which already are rolling out. In the UK, they only started like yesterday. There's already four people who have had their faces paralyzed. I don't know if that wasn't even on, I don't think, the list of 20 of the most worst diseases and horrible things that could happen to you from the FDA if you take the COVID vaccine. Like, some woman had her foot fall off. It's just getting started. It's going to be a lot of fun. But as I was mentioning, and the whole point of this video is that it's just the same old thing they've been doing for like over 100 years since the so-called Spanish flu. And back in the 1970s, the mainstream media actually did some actual journalism. They didn't just read government press releases off of the CIA's teleprompter there. They actually looked into things, you know, kind of like independent people do today, but they're all wiped off of most major channels, people like Del Bigtree or Dan Dix and so many of them. But back in the 70s, they actually did like actual reporting. I was shocked, and I actually didn't realize, because I was only 6 years old at the time, but there was a flying swine flu pandemic, or people were scared about it. It didn't exist, of course. Same thing as the latest one in 2009. But 60 Minutes actually covered it, and it's called the Swine Flu Fraud of 1976.
The flu season is upon us. Which type will we worry about this year? And what kind of shots will we be told to take? Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion.
One of those who did roll up her sleeve was Judy Roberts. She was perfectly healthy, an active woman, when in November of 1976, she took her shot. 2 weeks later, she says, she began to feel a numbness starting up her legs.
I joked about it at that time. I said, I'll be numb to the knees by Friday if this keeps up. By the following week, I was totally paralyzed.
It may be a little difficult for you to answer this question, but have you recovered as much as you are going to recover?
Yes, this is it.
So you will now have a legacy of braces on your legs for the rest of your life?
Yes, the weakness in my hands will stay and the leg braces will stay.
So it's almost the exact same as today, except for the media today isn't journalists. They're CIA people or MI6 in England or whatever. They're all basically controlled. They're not journalists anyway. But just in that one short snippet from 60 Minutes, one woman was paralyzed from the vaccine. I'm shocked. My mom was also paralyzed in 2009 from taking the swine flu vaccine, which her doctor said she really should take. And then she took it, and the next day she couldn't walk. And it took about a month to see the doctor again because it's Canada. It's communist-style medical. So when she went back, she said, hey, the next day after taking the swine flu vax, I couldn't walk. And he went, oh, that just happens sometimes. Oh, thanks. And also in that segment from 60 Minutes, they talked about how the head of the CDC pushed swine flu vaccine admitted at the time there had been no confirmed cases of swine flu anywhere in the world.
You began to give flu shots to the American people in October of 76.
October 1st.
By that time, how many cases of swine flu around the world had been reported?
There had been several reported, but none confirmed. There had been cases in Australia that were reported by the press, by the news media. There were cases in...
None confirmed. Did you ever uncover any other outbreaks of swine flu anywhere in the world?
No.
I'm shocked. That's exactly what they're doing today. There's no confirmed COVID cases. They haven't been able to identify or isolate anything called COVID. And just very similar today, they put out this vaccine that damaged a lot of people. There was no swine flu, as the CDC guys said. Back then, they're a lot more honest. They're like, there's no swine flu. Let's get everyone to take all these dangerous substances. And they told people it was one thing, and then they switched it at the last minute. You might want to pay attention to that. They're going to do that again, too.
Now, nearly everyone was to receive the shot in a public health facility where a doctor might not be present. Therefore, it was up to the CDC to come up with some kind of official consent form, giving the public all the information it needed about the swine flu shot. This form stated that the swine flu vaccine had been tested. What it didn't say was that after those tests were completed, the scientists developed another vaccine, and that was the one given to most of the 46 million who took the shot. That vaccine was called X-53A.
Of course, if you have any brains whatsoever, or if you pay attention at all, and if you're not brainwashed, mind-controlled by the television programming, you know this isn't about a virus. There is no virus. This is about, essentially, a world takeover. And you got to give it to Bill Gates. Like, talk about crony capitalism 2.0. He should write a book on it. Crony capitalism 2.0. How to buy out all the media, how to buy out all the governments and politicians, how to buy out all the doctors of the pharmaceutical industry, and then to have basically the military roll out worldwide and inject your products into people free of charge to you. In fact, you're making billions or trillions of dollars. And they do all the marketing. They take all the expense. Like, this is a genius business plan by Bill Gates. And of course, where are all the lefty types who are really against capitalism? If anything, they should be standing up against this. This is the biggest crony capitalist fraud in history. But where are most of these lefties? They're probably in line to get the vax. And good, good. I hope a lot of those kind of people all take it. I came across this document. I'm sure it's not like an official document from the New World Order or anything. It's probably someone just probably made it up, their best guess of what's going to happen. But I thought it really is probably a very good sort of roadmap for what's ahead. So it says December of this year, field hospitals set up in each country. Yeah, they already did that. January coming up, full lockdown, all jobs stopped, all business closed. Yeah, I'm expecting that in places like the U.S. and Australia and all the Western countries. That's the ones they're really targeting. China will be fine. And Mexico will be mostly fine too, I think, because no one cares. February, reform on all benefits. March, new infection of the COVID-21, different strain, much more deadly. Yep, been expecting that as well. But that will actually probably be actually what people were injected with. By April, hospitals unable to cope. Yep, that's what I said. It's probably going to happen, mostly from people who got the vaccine. By May, government sets new pay structure for workers, including a new minimum wage. That's also something I expect, is that they will destroy the commies so badly that basically everyone will be just begging for government assistance. And they'll just print up money and do, like, basically Soviet-style welfare. By July, national civil unrest takes off. Local governments start pulling out. Yeah, and they've rolled out the troops for all this stuff. This, you know, part of the troops is to inject everybody, but part of it is for the chaos and martial law and all that kind of stuff that's coming. By September, all debts canceled if you get vaccinated. New laws cancel all property ownership and passes it to the government. So instant worldwide communism. October, introduction of COVID's passports in digital and card format. Only those vaccinated can work and travel. They're kind of way off on this one because that's already started. They've already began the COVID's passports. By November, COVID's vaccines become mandatory. They're already talking about that. In New York, they already passed a law saying that they will mandatorily do vaccines if not enough people take them. So I thought that was interesting. And then I found this recently. Someone made this up too, but it totally... These are good to kind of look at to kind of get a sense for what the agenda or the plan might be. And they say this is the World Economic Forum's technocratic game plan. Control fully the media and political parties in all 193 UN nations? Check. That's an absolute check. I've been to 100 countries. If you watch the government mainstream media, which is basically, it's all controlled by the government there, it's the same as everywhere else. It's literally nothing to do with the truth or what's really going on. Release a lab-produced virus that's slightly more deadly than the flu. Now, I don't think this is a lab-produced because no one's ever actually seen it and no one gets sick. Like, shouldn't we take a moment, just a moment of silence for all the... Man, all the sports athletes, all the politicians, all the actors, and all the people we all know who have died from COVIDs, which for me personally is zero. There's no politicians, there's no actors, there's no athletes, there's nothing. There's just 90-year-old people who are dying, and they're killing actually, and they say that's the COVID. So I kind of disagree with that. I don't think it was lab produced, but it could have been. Like, I don't know everything, but I don't think so. Bombard the world with 24/7 COVID's propaganda. That's a definite check. I don't think anyone can dispute that. Have the whole world in masks. Check. Develop AI algorithms that can identify mass people. Check. Roll out the Agenda 2030 in process. Conflate COVID's with Agenda 2030 as opportunity to reset the world. Check. Systematically destroy the economy and as many jobs as possible. Check. Using a repeated lockdown strategy? Check. Use PCR high amplifications to justify lockdown with high cases? Check. Roll out first placebo vaccine? Check. And that's where I was saying, like, this first one might not be the super deadly one for that reason. So these people seem to think the first one's going to be a bit of a placebo. On this list, it says then they're going to use lower PCR amplifications to prove that the vaccines worked, allow people to feel normality is returning, then introduce a digital currency, vaccination pass, and social scores. Introduce basic living wage for the millions out of work, UBI. Monitor population using 5G for dissent and electronically fine or detain. Introduce legislation ordering permanent social distancing and mask use. Would not be surprised at all. Rule out mutated new strain of the virus or terror attack related biovirus. If needed, use PCR high amplifications to justify new lockdowns. Rule out real vaccines and a sterilization vaccine to an accepting world. Decide who is worthy of reproducing. Reduce population to 500 million. Enjoy the complete control of a sustained, ordered humanity. Agenda 2030 complete. And yeah, that's basically what they're doing. Beautiful sunset here tonight. Yeah. Yeah, the world's totally insane, but you can still kind of enjoy it. Right, Bruce? Bruce Lee? You like to fight, don't you, Bruce? This is my boy. That's really all you can do is just, you know, what can you do? Just protect yourself a lot. And obviously, I've mentioned before, this will probably be the last time I mention it. The TDB Summit, two full days of how to protect yourself from all this crazy stuff, how to actually do really well during all this. And if you can survive till the end, which I think will be around 2025, that, you know, you could be doing very well. But you really need to be like working like almost full time right now and getting prepared. And we have all the information for you at tdbsummit.com. And of course, a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about in this is all in my book already. It's just amazing timing. It's kind of like writing a book about what an inside job 9/11 is before the second plane hits the second tower. Like, we're right in the middle of it, and I already wrote a book exposing it. And it's still doing really well, so thank you to everyone who's bought it. If you haven't bought it yet, I've linked to it down below. The Controlled Demolition of the American Empire. And that's exactly what it is. And it's essentially to bring in a new world order, which they're trying to do. And if people don't wake up, they're not going to have a good time. And of course, some of the things that we talk about at the TDB Summit, but also at the Dollar Vigilante and the Crypto Vigilante, is cryptocurrencies, which have been doing really well. Monero's been doing incredibly well. We expect that to continue. We've got another smaller coins that have gone up like 300% in the last 3 weeks. A lot of the cryptos are down in the last day or so, but just a little bit. We're basically expecting a bounce right back pretty soon here. We said when it hit close to 20,000 that it would sell off to about 17,500, which it almost nailed. So if you want to get access to that information, you should really sign up to the Dollar Vigilante and the Crypto Vigilante. Like, we just nail it constantly. It's almost embarrassing how good we are. I hate to toot my own horn, but like, we just nail it time after time. We're not always right, but man, so often that it's really worth your time. And I even received this from someone who wrote into us. He said he turned $2,000 to over $9,000 in less than 2 months, only using local Monero and only Zelle transactions. Still don't make as much money as my companies off of it, he says, but this isn't even work. Freaking love this, trying to give everyone that wow experience for their first time going in crypto. Thanks for all you do, Mr. X, who is one of the top people at the Crypto Vigilante. Monero, they are going to change the world. People have no idea. We are so blessed to be under your mentorship, and Raphael's, thank you. So that's the kind of comments we get. So sign up, dollarvigilante.com/subscribe. Make sure you sign up to the Crypto Vigilante as well. Got a huge few years ahead. Absolutely massive, but you kind of have to survive it too. So make sure you sign up to watch all the videos on the TDB Summit so you can survive it all. TDBSummit.com. And like I said, if you find it wasn't worth your time, it's a full money back guarantee, so you have no risk. And you have a lot of risk, but not from us. Where's Lucy? 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 There she is. Lucy, Ben? Lucy? Yeah, I think we'll leave it there. Please, if you like this video, please like, subscribe, share down below, whatever, wherever you're watching. And we'll leave it with Lucy. What do you think, Lucy? It's pretty good walk. It didn't go too far, but I know we had Bruce with us, and he gets into street fights. So anyway, we'll go, now that we're done, maybe we'll go back and grab some tacos, and I'll give you some kisses. Oh, we're having some chicken tacos today. Don't mind if I do. Just wait, Bruce, I'll give you some kisses.
The recent Dollar Vigilante Summit was the best yet. Reviews were off the charts amazing, and no one wanted to leave. C. Phillips said, "Waves of amazing energy.
I think everyone is feeling the power created here. Thank you for everything. Chris C. said, I've been blown away by this summit. Absolutely amazing. Even had a little cry at the end. Good night, everyone. Jan S. said, this is more than a summit. It is, in a sort, a meeting of souls. You can relive the experience in the comfort of your own home. The recordings are available as a set of professionally edited videos for a limited time. Uncover the secrets to personally and financially conquering the new world order and creating the lifestyle of your dreams. Visit tdvsummit.com. Access the best-kept secrets in precious metals, self-sufficiency, emerging markets, survival gardening, second passports and residency, offshore banking, international real estate, cryptocurrency, and much more. Get the step-by-step instruction you need to never again worry about what the government, economy, central banks, or Mother Nature is planning for 2021 and beyond. Visit tdvsummit.com.